relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
The president is holding a briefing in the White House press room right now with his whole coronavirus team. Most important part of it was the opening with Dr. Birx. We have that audio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Latest update from President Trump and Dr. Birx.
We'd much rather be ahead of the curve than behind it, and that's what we are. Therefore, my administration is recommending that all Americans, including the young and healthy, work to engage in schooling from home when possible, avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people, avoid discretionary travel, and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, and public food courts. If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation and we will defeat the virus, and we're going to have a big celebration all together. With several weeks of focused action, we can turn the corner and turn it quickly. A lot of progress has been made. I'm also pleased to report today that a vaccine candidate has begun the phase one clinical trial. This is one of the fastest vaccine development launches in history. Not even close. We're also racing to develop antiviral therapies and other treatments, and we've had some promising results, early results, but promising, to reduce the severity and the duration of the symptoms. And I have to say that our government is prepared to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, we're doing. We're doing it in every way. And with that, I'd like to just introduce Dr. Birx, who's going to discuss some of the things that we strongly recommend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think you know over the last months, we've taken very bold action to stop the virus from coming to our shores. And because of that, we gained time to really get together and understand the progress across the globe of what has worked and what hasn't worked. We now need to appeal to every single American so that they can have their role in stopping the spread of this virus. We've talked about things before about washing your hands, but we really want to focus on if you are sick, no matter who you are, please stay home. If someone in your household is diagnosed with this virus, the entire household should quarantine in the house to prevent spread of the virus to others. The reason we're taking these strong and bold steps is because we know there is virus spread before you develop symptoms. And then we know that there's a large group, we don't know the precise percent yet, that actually is asymptomatic or has such mild cases that they continue to spread the virus. If your children are sick, please keep them home. Now to our older population or those with pre-existing medical conditions, everyone in the household needs to focus on protecting them. Everyone in the household. I want to speak particularly to our largest generation now, our millennials. I have the mom of two wonderful millennial young women who are bright and hardworking, and I will tell you what I told to them. They are the core group that will stop this virus. They are the group that communicates successfully independent of picking up a phone. They intuitively know how to contact each other without being in large social gatherings. We're asking all of them to hold their gatherings to under 10 people, not just in bars and restaurants, but in homes. We really want people to be separated at this time. To be able to address this virus comprehensively that we cannot see, for which we don't have a vaccine or a therapeutic. The only thing we have right now is the amazing ingenuity and compassion of the American people. We're appealing to all Americans to take these steps, to protect each other, and to ensure that the virus doesn't spread. These guidelines are very specific. They're very detailed. They will only work if every American takes this together to heart and responds as one nation and one people to stop the spread of this virus.
That was the president and Dr. Birx just a few moments ago in the White House. That is still continuing. We'll keep you updated. Good news. Incredible news, in fact. Dr. Fauci has said that the trial of the vaccine has begun today in Seattle, the coronavirus Wuhan virus vaccine, which is a world record, apparently, from the identification of the vaccine to the trial being initiated today, 65 days. Do you remember we had audio last week, a few days ago, about how people said it's going to take 6 months? It's impossible to get a vaccine in the time the president has said, even if we mobilize all of private industry. Well, in fact, the trial vaccine is being deployed today. That's who Donald Trump is, and that's what happens when you get out of the way of private industry. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Any new information like that, we will keep you abreast of it here on America First. Wow, the call board is absolutely lit up. Let's go to Jim in Ohio, line 4. Welcome, Jim. Let's take some of your calls. Jim.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you today?
Very well.
That's good. Hey, I just wondered what your thoughts are on where we go from here since the spread of this virus. Where do you see us like 3 or 4 months from now?
Honestly, if it depends upon the trial of this vaccine that's starting today. If that vaccine works, 3 or 4 months from now, we're out of it. We're on the other side of this. So, you know, let's calm down. Let's count to 10. Let's say a prayer that this vaccine that has been brought to trial in record time actually has the desired effect, that the very early measures the president took in January, the social distancing that we've taken since last week, has taken effect or will do so rapidly. And if this vaccine works, I think we might be out of this far, far quicker than anybody imagined. Great question, Jim. Let's go to Bruce in Pensacola, Florida, line 1. Welcome, Bruce.
Hey, Doc.
Hey.
I'm 68 years old, disabled. My only means of transportation is public transportation, which sometimes is loaded with daycare workers, nursing home workers. So I really need to stay home.
Uh-huh.
So I called FEMA yesterday, explained this to them, see if there's any criteria for financial help, get my stuff delivered, taking taxis. FEMA told me, call back in a week or two, we'll let you know.
Yeah, FEMA's not the right place to start, my friend. FEMA is disaster relief. So we're not. This isn't a hurricane or a tornado. So perhaps the best place to start is Health and Human Services, social services. Start with local organizations that are much closer to you. Local organizations, Bruce, are going to be far more able to help you than you trying to get federal government to help you. So I don't know exactly what's closest to you in Pensacola, but I get out the phone book, I get on the internet, and I look up social services, I look up local offices of Health and Human Services, and I would not start with FEMA. This isn't a tornado, this isn't an earthquake, this is a health threat, a health issue. I understand that you need some help right now, but you are going to find it in those that are providing local services. God bless you, Bruce. Hang in there. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to Alana, line 5, California. Welcome, Alana.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. I just want to tell you that I love you and my husband loves you too. We always listen to you. And I just think this is too much overrated, this coronavirus. People are scared. The only thing we need to understand, wash your hands, use your common sense.
Lana, what's that lovely accent? You have a little light, little lilt there.
That's a Russian accent, and I just want to let you know I love you, and I love Donald Trump.
He's
my president.
He is.
I love him. You know, I lived in the United States for 29 years, and when he became a president, I decided to become a citizen.
Wow. Really? After he became president, you decided?
Yes.
I love that.
I didn't want to vote for Obama.
Just don't tell the Democrats, because they're going to say, Alana was a Russian, and she decided to become an American because of Donald Trump. Just don't tell Media Matters. Yes. Are you typing Media Matters?
I love him. He spoke to me, and my biggest regret when there was, I couldn't vote. And when he won, I swear that I cried.
Alana.
Yes.
It's like my friend Mike Lindell says. Everybody loves Donald Trump. Some people just don't know it yet. Will you stay on the line? I want to give you a signed copy of my my latest book, The War for America's Soul. Will you do that, Alana?
Oh, I will. And just tell him that all Russian churches in Sacramento, they all pray for him. Every time they have a service, they say a prayer for Donald.
And not just for him, for the First Lady and his whole family. All of you out there who are keeping the president in your prayers, thank you, but pray for the First Family. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Gordon Chang.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Welcome back, my friends. Over the weekend, many of you got your first glimpse of what an empty store shelf looks like as major retailers like Target and Walmart ran out of basics like pasta, soup, and other items as people stocked up crazily based upon the hysteria out of concern for the coronavirus. But imagine this. For mothers in Guatemala whose kids are literally starving and thirsty, empty shelves are a way of life because they can't afford food or clean, safe drinking water. Just listen to this report from our friends at Food for the Poor.
Extreme poverty in Guatemala is literally starving thousands to death. 122 miles east of the Guatemalan capital, there are families that have not eaten in days. We spent 2 days just drinking water. The children here are incredibly vulnerable. The famine has created malnutrition so severe that it has generated a humanitarian crisis.
We are the richest, the most powerful nation in the world. We will weather through the coronavirus, but the humanitarian crisis in Guatemala will continue unless you help us today. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner to make a donation. It's tax deductible. Any amount makes a difference, but $80 provides food and clean drinking water for a hungry child for a whole year. $80. Just think about that. Be a modern missionary. Protect those. Help those most in need. You can call them at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA, to help the neediest children in the Western Hemisphere. I thank you, and they will thank you. I cannot think. Literally, I have a request in to the Surgeon General of the United States. We have a request in with the Vice President and the President, and God willing, all of those gentlemen will be with us on America First and on our coronavirus special starting this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. But outside of those in political office, I can think of few better to discuss the current situation in the U.S. and globally than my good friend Gordon Chang. You know him from multiple appearances on TV, also as a regular guest and co-host with the man I see as a mentor, John Batchelor. The art of the long form is John Batchelor's, and Gordon is one of his team. You can follow him on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang, and check out his new broadside pamphlet from Encounter Books, The Great U.S.-China Tech War. Gordon Chang, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, Seb.
Let's start by putting things in context. But before that, I want a sanity check for all of our listeners across the nation, more than 2 million listeners. When it comes to information coming out of the People's Republic of China, how reliable and how much should we trust state organs when they say what is going on in that country, Gordon?
Well, very little, Seb. And the reason is that the statistics that we're getting on new infections and deaths, they support Chinese rulers Xi Jinping's push to get Chinese workers back to their job sites. So whenever you have numbers that actually buttress a Communist Party program, you know that there's going to be suspicion about it. There's a view, and I think it's probably right, that in some parts of China, the virus is subsiding. But we also have outbreaks in places like Beijing. And I think even in Wuhan, the information we're getting has really been extremely filtered. There's been extraordinary controls on information. So we can't trust what we hear.
And when it comes to the latest, I'm very disturbed. I on this platform every day, I'm on social media every day, pushing back on the hysteria. But beyond the hysteria, Gordon, there's also conspiracy theories. And unfortunately, in some cases, there are unwitting actors that are peddling or reposting propaganda that comes clearly from the Chinese state. And one of the most egregious ones, and I'd like you to address this and talk to it, is this clearly Chinese information operation where they're saying, oh, yes, the coronavirus has nothing to do with Wuhan. It came to China from America, Gordon.
Yeah, this is extremely dangerous, Seb. And the reason is, we saw on Thursday two foreign ministry spokespeople.
Yes.
Basically came out with this theory that the virus in Wuhan was brought there by the U.S. Army and that patient zero for the coronavirus outbreak was American. Now, the State Department on Friday called in the Chinese ambassador and lodged a protest. And what happened? Well, today, Seb, China's ambassador to South Africa again started to peddle that theory.
Yes.
What Beijing is doing here is it's justifying its own mind, lashing out at the U.S., perhaps using force, and it's preparing the Chinese people for this as well. I don't think China will use force against America, but the point is all the elements in place are in place for them to do so. So this is exceedingly dangerous.
How serious is the coronavirus, the Wuhan Chinese virus, to China itself on the long term? You have been a China watcher for decades. We resort to your expertise. This is something that we will weather through. We will deal with it. Our European colleagues, hopefully, as well, to a lesser extent, because they kept their borders open longer. But what does the Corona Wuhan virus, Gordon Chang, mean to China?
There's a couple things, Seb. First of all, we know the Chinese economy in February, and indeed in the January-February period, which is this 2 months are usually aggregated. I think that clearly the economy contracted. We're seeing more and more numbers come out showing the severity of the downturn. These are, in many cases, official numbers, and they still show the China deep in the red. It may even be worse than that. But more important for the regime, there are two things. First of all, China's image of we're going to take over the world, that's taken a serious hit. This myth of invincibility,
yes,
of inevitable rise, that's gone. And the other thing, Seb, which is more immediate for the Chinese leadership, is that you have people across China, especially on social media platforms, are now demanding fundamental political change.
Well, these are the geopolitical consequences. We'll continue to discuss them with our friend, author of Encounter Books' broadside pamphlet, The Great U.S.-China Tech War. He is Gordon Chang. Follow him on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang and GordonChang.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting coast to coast, also live on YouTube, live on Facebook, and we post our show after it airs on Instagram TV. If you enjoy our interviews, the access that we have, the unfettered access we have to the newsmakers and the best analysts out there, then join my club today. It's called Gorka's Cabinet. Just go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner for $59.95. You'll get exclusive access to this program, all 3 hours without commercial breaks, and then long-form video and audio interviews that you cannot access anywhere else, and my take on the real stories behind the fake news industrial complex's lies. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com. Back with the one and only Gordon Chang in a moment. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Can't get enough of Dr. G? Want exclusive access? Unique content? Join Gorka's Cabinet today. Go to sebgorka.com.
And don't forget, online here, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. And our exclusive text line, patriotmobile.com. I respond to every text. Is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. We are back with China expert, geopolitical commentator. You know who he is. You've seen him everywhere and heard him on John Batchelor's show as well as on many other platforms. My friend Gordon Chang, author of the latest Encounter Books Broadside, The Great U.S.-China Tech War. Follow him on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, when I was in the White House, one of the greatest accomplishments that we were proud of was the president's China policy. And he had a gut instinct. He's had it for 20 years on what China has been doing to us. But when he came in, we had the senior director of the Asia team give him a handful of classified briefings. And then he really understood that China is at war with us politically, economically, in terms of espionage, and now in terms of information warfare. From your perch as a person who's been looking at this for so long, is this finally, is the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, going to be that wake-up call, that moment where we say, uh-huh, and all of America gets the threat that China poses?
I think so, Seb. And the reason is we've seen the unrelenting hostility of the Chinese regime in connection with this. We talked about the origin of the virus, which is obviously China, but they blame the U.S. and they continue to do so. But also, we've also had a lot of discussion about our reliance on China for pharmaceuticals, especially yes, antibiotics, where China makes, depending on who you listen to, somewhere between 80 and 97% of the antibiotics.
Outrageous.
And China's actually threatened to cut that off. So we've got to remember that we cannot rely on any country to that extent, and certainly not a hostile regime like the one run in Beijing.
So if we 2 months down the road, 3 months down the road, we've weathered this. Our European friends are also coming out of the other side of the Wuhan virus. What would you like to see? The president gets it on China. His deputy national security advisor is one of the best voices, experts in the field. What if God willing, the president gets reelected in 231 days, what would Gordon Chang like to see come out of this in terms of heightened China policies in a second Trump 4 years?
Well, first of all, I'd like to see restrictions on American investment into Chinese companies, especially ones that have been designated as national security threats to the U.S., those on the Commerce Department's entity list, for example. That would be Huawei Technologies.
Yes.
That would be ZTE, Hikvision. These are companies that are used by Beijing to surveil Americans and for other worse purposes. So that's one thing. Also, I would certainly like to see the president enforce the Phase One trade deal. Beijing, last couple of days, has indicated it wants out of it. It does not want to make the increased purchases that are at the heart of the agreement. And you can go on and on, but we need a much more robust China policy, one that the president has been signaling and has actually begun to implement. And that's a really good thing, Seb. We've moved away from the engagement policies of four decades that have clearly failed the United States and the international community.
And in the last minute we have with Gordon Chang, follow him on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang. You didn't react. I presume it's because you agree, but let me get this explicit reaction from you. When I said China has been with war with us for decades on numerous different territories, that is something that you subscribe to, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And Beijing actually has become really arrogant and open about it. So, for instance, last May, among other things, it declared a quote-unquote people's war on the U.S. We have Chinese generals and admirals openly talking about killing thousands of Americans. And they've actually intercepted our planes and our ships in the global commons in ways which are exceedingly dangerous. You can go on and on, but this is a fundamental attack on the United States.
And maybe this is the moment, the Sputnik moment, when we wake up to the strategic global threat that China poses, because it's not an invention. It's not something that's a theory. You can read the facts. Read their manual on how to defeat us. It's called Unrestricted Warfare. Read my analysis in Military Review on how the United States will be and is being attacked. We'll post it right now. And along with all of that, follow our guest on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, keep doing what you do. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're going to go back to your calls in a moment. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, I am incredibly grateful to the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, behind this remarkable product. Why? Because it truly works. When I was approached by them a year and a half ago, I said, I don't endorse anything that doesn't work, anything that isn't real. So I tried Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, the lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, was gone. And now, my knee surgery. I am not taking regular pain medication after having my knee be drilled through. Why? Because Relief Factor is providing me that pain relief. It's not hiding the pain like synthetic painkillers. It is attacking the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. That's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. You should be the next success story. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com. You deserve it. $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Like the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Our number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's
president.
Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. We are back here on America First on quite a heavy, heavy Monday. Lots of information to share with you. We want to recruit you to be part of the solution, pushing back on the hysteria, the panic, the fake news. That's why we are here, because we are in a culture war, and the response to the corona Wuhan virus proves it. And that's why we've decided to add a new segment to our show every week. With the support of Eric, we will be calling this segment...
This is America's Intelligence Update from the front lines of the culture war.
Stories that you will not hear in the mainstream legacy fake news, but that you need to know. So let's have our first iteration of your intelligence update from the front lines of the culture war with Eric. Eric, you have some disturbing stories for us. Go ahead.
Coronavirus is spreading all over the world, but Democrats still have their priorities in line. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, obviously a Democrat, declared March 10th to be, quote, Abortion Provider Appreciation Day.
This isn't the Yanya and this isn't Babylon B, correct?
No, it is not. This is from a local outlet.
So this is true. This isn't April 1st. So we have the mayor saying that there has to be a day when you celebrate those that do abortions. Am I understanding that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Incredible. So we're going to celebrate those who execute genocide in America. Okay, yes, there is a culture war. Eric, what else have you found for us that our listeners need to know?
Oh, boy. This is from the Daily Caller. A pro-life student group, which prayed outside of a Washington Planned Parenthood, were faced with pro-choice, pro-abortion protesters, counter-protesters, who, among other things, threw a glass bottle at them, shouted, Hail Satan, and masturbated at them.
Okay, so this is, I've been involved in these Catholic organizations and groups go and stand on the other side of the road from abortion clinics and just sit there and quietly pray for those women who are going in there, pray that their heart feels that they are doing the wrong thing, and the response is people saying that they hail Satan. Unbelievable. If you doubt that this is a culture war, these are the stories that provide you all the proof. And I know you've got one more for us, Eric. What is the last story that our listeners need to be apprised of?
This story sickened me even more than the coronavirus did. And our neighbors to the north in Canada, a father who is in a legal battle trying to prevent his 14-year-old daughter from going through gender transition surgery into a male, is now facing charges.
No. Into a pseudo-male. Did you get that, Media Matters? A pseudo-male, because it doesn't change your chromosome makeup. Whatever you chop off, lop off, or so on, you're still the sex you were born with. Sorry, Eric, for the interruption. So why is this father in a legal battle?
Because originally to try to stop her from going through with the gender transition, she has a team of lawyers, including transgender activists, trying to convince her, oh, yeah, this is totally okay for you. This is the right decision. He's arguing that the daughter has suffered from depression and mental issues since her parents were divorced in 2013. But now he's facing additional charges for speaking to the media about this story.
Sorry?
Simply for going to the media, for doing interviews, and this is because of a gag order, supposedly he's not allowed to talk about the case, but also those who interview him also risk facing charges just for talking about the story.
It's truly a form of fascism. Eric, nicely done. Every Monday we'll be giving you an update from the front lines of the culture war. Will you do me a favor, Eric? Will you make sure that those stories are posted on my Twitter feed, the show Facebook feed, so if you want more details of just how bad it is and how much we still have to fight, you'll get them right there on our feeds. Thank you, Eric. We are going to jump straight back to your call. So many people want to talk. The number is 833-334-6752. Let's go to our good friend, Leonardo, in New Jersey. Line one, welcome, Leonardo.
The great Dr. Sebastian Bionic Gorka. Good day today.
Good day to you, my friend. What brings you to our show?
The communist corona Chinese virus, which is an attempt at destroying the Trumpian economy, but it won't work. I also wanted to praise and thank and salute the 45 young patriotic volunteers for the vaccine trials. And I had a question. You know,
yes,
the president much better than I do, that he's empathic and compassionate, but a tremendous leader. And I wanted to ask you, because I've heard that once they did get a vaccine and it really works and they know the science, that the big problem and the big delay of a year is going to be manufacture. How long do you think our great president is going to delay the manufacture of a vaccine that works?
Oh, I know. I can assure you right now that the arduous, long process that is regularly the case for FDA,
right.
this president's going to make it happen. If that trial that begins again, thank you, Leonardo, for thanking for those people who are involved in the trial. It starts today, a record 65 days from the creation of the vaccine to the trial. If it works, you know this president will be making sure that the Americans who need it will be getting it as fast as possible. Great call. Thank you, Leonardo, for calling in. Got an amazing offer from a listener in Florida, line four. Guy, welcome to America First.
How are you today, sir?
Good, good.
You had a call from Bruce in Pensacola?
Yes.
He needed a little help?
Yes. He was an elderly gentleman who used public transport, and he thought FEMA could assist him, which wasn't the right place to start. I gave him some advice about going to local places to get some assistance. Why are you calling in, Guy?
I'll be more than happy to help him. I live real close to Pensacola. You can forward my number to him, and I'll be more than happy to help him.
So, Guy, I want to thank you.
Sir.
That is the American spirit. Bruce, I hope you're still listening. We're going to take Guy's number. Guy, stay on the line. We're going to get your number. We're going to get your email. And Bruce, or if anybody recognizes that voice, Bruce of that caller who was with us just a moment ago, Bruce, call us back and we will connect you with Guy, and we have solved your problem. God bless you, Guy. That's how it works. That's the American way. Call us back, Bruce, and we'll connect you to that man who's offering to assist you with your local transport. The number is 833-BRUCE, 334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. Thank you, Guy. That's fabulous. Back to your calls in a moment. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that actually works. I know you have a choice. You can take regular over-the-counter painkillers. You can get prescription painkillers. You can take those stinking, smelly, noxious salves and ointments. But how about another option that's better? Better for you and something that doesn't mask the pain, but attacks the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. That's what Relief Factor does. Try it for yourself. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting liberty from their everyday pain because of this incredible product. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It's less than a dollar a day. Less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me and all those other Americans who are taking it right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Don't hesitate. You deserve it. Back with your calls here on America First after these messages.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Yes, indeed. And we are so grateful to all of you who've made a donation to Food for the Poor. Thank you so very, very much. Let's squeeze in a few more calls. Let's go to Dale in Detroit, line one. Welcome, Dale.
Sebastian.
Yes.
You know, the first time I called you, I said you were my favorite talk show host named Sebastian, and I'm going to upgrade that. You are now my favorite talk show host.
Oh, my gosh. That's quite a jump because there's so many Sebastians out there doing talk radio. So I very much appreciate that. What made you decide that?
Well,
was it the accent? What was it?
It's the voice, the accent, but you are always so chipper.
Unless you make me angry like that caller in the last hour. I try to be a happy warrior. I try to live Reagan's advice to be a happy warrior. Tell us, why are you calling today, Dale? Not just to flatter me.
No, so I just want to say some of the good things that are coming out of this whole thing.
Please.
And to quote Oddball from Kelly's Heroes, why don't you knock it off with some of them negative ways?
Knock it off. Yes.
So my children are so busy. They're all in their early teens and stuff. They're so busy, I never see them. I've done so much with my children and my family these last couple of days because you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything, but there's family time now. This is like the blackout that we had 15 years ago. When that happened, you couldn't do anything, and the families got together. You know, if I always said if I was president, the first thing I would do is shut down all stores on Sundays like it used to be.
Wow.
Because that was family day. You know,
I have to relate to that, Dale. You know, my kids have escaped crazy California because my son's school was shut down and because my daughter's company said, we're not having you come into the office, guys. You know, you can telework. It is great to have my kids back home. The other thing, Dale, I'm sure you're going to get to it. I think about 9 months from now, we're going to have a lot of Christmas babies in America. So you know what it's like. When the TV goes off, when you lose the cable, you find other forms of entertainment. So coronavirus will add to the successful expansion of our nation and our civilization. Dale, anything else you can think of that's a light side to this hysteria? That's it? You got it?
Well, no, there were other things. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but
don't worry about it.
Some good things about this.
There is. And I'll tell you what the biggest thing is in terms of my interest, which is national security. When we come out of this, I guarantee you, the President of the United States will ensure that no longer are we reliant upon our medicine, our antibiotics, our medical equipment being made in China. I guarantee you that right now. Thank you, Dale. Thank you for your kind words. We're going to be back with you on America First. We're going to talk across the Atlantic to Julian Hartley Brewer and any updates from the White House here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube and Facebook, and don't forget Instagram TV at 6 p.m. Eastern.